Welcome to the Mums Cooking Matter podcast, where we explore the multifaceted experiences of women and mothers and why it's vital to truly look after ourselves. As mothers, we are doing one of the most important and challenging jobs, raising the next generation. I'm your host, Lucy. I'm the birth recovery coach, coach for mums, perinatal specialist personal trainer, yoga teacher, and matrescence coach, working with women to make sense of their motherhood experience. It is my desire to help mums like you step into your power and rise as the change makers that we are. Just because society doesn't acknowledge the value of what mothers do, it doesn't mean we can't value ourselves. In my spare time, I love hanging out with my beautiful daughter, reading and writing poetry, long walks in nature, and a good soul-nourishing dance. I'm going to share something with you now that may be totally new to you. I'm saying that with tongue in cheek. Parenting is fucking hard. It is. Parenting is fucking hard. And I'm not ashamed to say it. So I want to say this because it may help to feel a little bit more seen, a little bit more heard, a little bit more validated. If you are having a tough moment, a tough morning, a tough day, I see you. I see you, Mama. I hear you. Your feelings are valid. And it doesn't mean that you love your child or your children any less. It doesn't mean that you enjoy being a mum any less. You can love being a mum and find it very hard. The duality is so fucking real. And you might not be around anyone who says this kind of stuff or hear it. Thankfully, I do. I have been validated and felt seen for a while now in what I'm expressing, and I'm really grateful for that, because to feel seen and understood and not like you're wrong is huge, absolutely huge. And I could have hopped in front of the mic a couple of hours ago, fresh from a tricky, it wasn't a morning, it was a tricky situation. And I was coming down from it, processing it, feeling the feelings. And I wasn't uncomfortable sharing at the time, but I think I allowed time to pass to just let it sink in and to just be a little bit less emotional. I'm absolutely happy being emotional and sharing, but I think it helps to come from a little bit more of a decompressed space, place to record from. So I wanted to share, not from the wound of what happened, but from the wisdom. And I think I've wanted to talk about this before, but it feels great that it happened this morning. So thank you, Tilly. Thank you, me. Thank you, universe. Thank you for all the things that took place this morning that meant that I could come to this with real experience from just this morning. I will not rush Matilda, my daughter, when we are going through something where I cannot shut her down. And I have to listen. I mean, I do my absolute best to not shut her down at any point. But of course, there are times when I have to say, I hear you, sweetie. I'm so sorry. Please, can we come back to this later? But we were running late. And thankfully, what we were running late for wasn't important. I mean, not much is more important than my daughter's health and looking after her and us, in my mind, to be honest. Of course, there are different things that have to happen, work and being there for appointments and being there for different people, but in the grand scheme, it comes back to that for me. But we were running late, and part of me was concerned in a small way about running late. And long ago, I've let go the frustration of that because it can happen. I'm sure any parent here who has to get a child to nursery or school or something can relate. So I let this frustration or the hint of frustration just back off. And I dealt with what we had going on. And it was really beautiful. But it was also hard. And I don't feel like I need to go into really individually what happened and break it down. But I just want you to know that, like I said at the beginning, parenting is hard. And I hope you are able to speak your truth to someone, whether it's your partner, whether it's one of your best friends, whether it's a family member, or maybe a professional. It can be so, so incredibly valuable to invest in a professional, a specialist. It could be a parenting coach. It could be a therapist. It could be someone like myself to share and work through things. Because I think as a society and individuals, we are not necessarily encouraged to work through things that come up. To work through sadness, to work through anger. Those are two key emotions that are often either gaslit or told to or encouraged to sweep away under the rug, under the carpet. But why not face them? When we can, why not face them? Because it's so helpful. When I have been able to, say this morning, come back from dropping Matilda off at her dad's, and as I walked away, so many things came up. Pride, relief, gratitude, sadness, lots of things. What I was trying to say was it is just possible to feel so many things in a short space of time. And so if you have to drop your kids off at school and then get to work for a meeting, I just invite you to hold yourself in whatever's coming up. Maybe take note mentally or write it down, something to come back to reflect on with someone. Because it can feel so helpful to allow emotions to be processed as opposed to pushing them away. There's a great book that I have by, I just looked to the left to see it on my bookshelf. It's called Burnout by Amelia and Emily Nagoski. And in that book, I learned about how we need to go through an emotion, to go through it and come out the other side to process it. Like a tunnel, they say. Because otherwise the feelings will get stored in our body. And as you know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychotherapist, and there are some brilliant people that can help you with that more. But I learned from reading that book Burnout and have listened to podcasts that touch on this kind of thing. It's just helpful, so helpful to feel the feelings, to not push them away, to allow ourselves to acknowledge these things, even if it's uncomfortable. Of course, even if it's uncomfortable. And you might be the only one in your life that allows you to feel the feeling. It is not at all surprising to hear from clients, or this was certainly my experience, that people don't have anyone else in their life that validates how they're feeling. I've been on a podcast with my friend Sam, and the title of the podcast is Being Your Own Hero, and sometimes we have to be. Sometimes we have to be the only one that validates our feelings and go, well, my gut instinct is saying this, I'm sorry. And parenting is such a huge, huge job. And it amazes me that we're in 2024. And it's a huge honor to be in this time doing this work, helping mothers, helping parents, helping families. But it sometimes amazes me that there isn't more attention and reverence and respect paid to parents especially mothers, for what they do. But, or and, it helps if we can acknowledge the value of what we're doing ourselves, because other people may not. I say in the introduction to my podcast, just because society doesn't value what we do, it doesn't mean that we can't value ourselves. If we can acknowledge that it's a huge deal to hold a child's emotions and all the things that happen before the school drop-off, to get them into their uniform, to get them to an event, to get them to their other parents, in my case, you know, dropping Tilly off to her dad's. And it doesn't mean that I think she's difficult. It doesn't mean that I think I'm a shit mum. Yes, I've been through those emotions. Yes, a lot of that came from nasty voices in my head, real and otherwise. But I invite you to be compassionate towards yourself. It is no small task to get a little human to do things, to invite them to do things. And I start in a gentle manner being like, Poppet, could you possibly brush your teeth? And then I get a slightly naggy tone. And then I'm like, you know, obviously, as the time gets closer to when we need to leave and she is stopping and playing with Lego on the way to the bathroom, my tone may change. And I'm not going to give myself a hard time about that, because it's natural. But I do my utmost, as I'm sure anyone else does, to avoid things getting stressful, to avoid rushing myself or my daughter. And I'm super aware that there may be people who are listening to this or who have spoken to you, certainly have spoken to me in the past and been critical and thought the worst, but I do not think the worst of you. Please know that systemically we are not supported enough as parents. We do need a village to bring up, not just a child, but to bring up parents, new parents, because when a new baby arrives, it's new for everyone. The support is so desperately needed. It really is. And it's something that is said sort of in jest and, oh, if only, but like it just feels so deeply serious at times. We really need more support from helpful, non-judgmental, non-toxic people around us to help a new family. And, you know, I say that, a new family, but actually, my daughter's 9 and I still feel the after effects of difficulties from her first years. So it's possible, and I mean, this is obvious really, if you're aware of trauma can stay in the body until it's processed. I'm reading an amazing book that talks about how grief will stay in the body unless it's processed. And it will come out in different ways. So please be kind to yourself. Please know that you are doing the best you can with the tools that you have, with the resources, with the support, with the knowledge that you have. And please, I invite you to seek help if you need it, if you desire it. And I feel like this about physical injuries. If we can prevent something from happening, as opposed to treating an injury, the same with the nervous system, the same with your mental health. We are not encouraged to reach for help until there's something serious. Please know that you deserve help. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to thrive in motherhood, not just survive. And I don't know if I've made the point enough, but I want to say how huge parenting is. At any given time, it could be absolutely gorgeous and a breeze and you're having a lovely, easy time and everything's harmonious. But sometimes it can feel just super tricky. Your child wants to do something that you don't want to do for whatever reason, due to your emotional capacity, due to your nervous system, due to where you're at in your cycle, due to any dynamics that you're dealing with family or friends or work. Yeah. Something you love. Parenting is fucking hard. It doesn't mean it's not fucking beautiful as well. And it certainly doesn't mean, as I say, and I can't repeat this enough, you never have to caveat that I love my child, but this. You never have to say that with me. And I hope you never have to say that with others, because I'm not judging you. And I hope you're able to send yourself love, to offer yourself compassion and understanding and kindness, because I've never been the mother of a 9-year-old before. I'm getting to know her. I'm getting to know myself. And we're never the same again. Every time we step on our yoga mat, I'll say to my yoga class, we are always different. So on any given day, we might say, why am I not better? Why am I not dealing with this better? Why is this happening? If you can, offer yourself love and kindness. And here is a poem I would love to share with you. Because poetry means a lot to me. I write poetry, I read it a lot, and I've chosen specific poems for each episode, so I hope you enjoy them. This is a poem by me, and it's called Motherhood. I have friends who are breaking. I have friends who are broken. But as we know, superglue does a great job. Until it doesn't. I have friends who have said I've had enough and acted on it. This is why I don't do toxic positivity. This is why I don't pretend my life is fucking perfect. My home looks lived in. My skin has pores. My legs have cellulite. My child occasionally swears. My clothes are crumpled and stained. I've not done the washing up. Pretending all is perfect. Only smiles, whitest whites, hashtag fucking blessed. That shit is dangerous to all involved. Please be real. Let people see you. I realise it's terrifying, but so is the effects of all this fake shit. On the mamas who compare, on the children who look up to us. Motherhood is hard and desperately beautiful. It is all the things. And as ever, for those who doubt my love for my child or feel guilty in feeling less than in love with every second, I adore my child just as much, despite how hard it is. Thank you for listening to the Mums Fucking Matter podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at The Birth Recovery Coach on social media or contact me via my website. The link is in the show notes. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about my coaching offering, hop onto my website and book a free discovery call. Sending you love and peaceful wishes. Until next time, look after you.